In some ways, this gubernatorial election in Maryland was as much about national politics as it was the local races. There was Natasha Wright, who voted this morning at the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Frederick. She says she likes Governor Larry Hogan. He's been doing a good job, but...
However, some of the initiatives that's been going on down at Capitol Hill has really impacted my view on who sits in office and what they do or don't do.
Yeah, she voted for Democrat Ben Jealous for governor. But then Mike Voorhees, who was at the same polling place, says he's voted Democratic his whole life, but he went Republican this year because the Democrats had become what he called undignified.
I think that at this point in time, anyway, the Republican Party has a better vision, and like I said, they're more dignified in their approach to it.
He cited Democrats who have harassed Republican officials in restaurants and the fight over Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. Nora Watts, who voted at Gilmore Elementary School in Sandtown, Winchester, complained she hadn't seen much of Hogan in her neighborhood and connected him and his party to President Trump.
Our president, he makes me sad. He makes me feel like I'm not even welcome here. You know, that's the way he makes me feel. And I feel upset because I have a granddaughter coming into this world. You know, and I'm afraid for her.
Now, this doesn't mean it was all about national issues. Annie and Scott Stone were split-ticket voters at the Roosevelt Recreation Center in Hampton. Annie says she voted for Ben Jealous just to raise her hand and remind Governor Hogan he's red in a blue state. Scott, on the other hand, says he usually votes Democratic, but he thinks Hogan's done a pretty good job.
Especially with this new amendment that if it passes for all the casino funds to go into education, it will greatly improve our state. So I think Hogan's doing a decent job, so stick with
it. Hogan initially opposed the state constitutional amendment that would require that gambling revenues slated for schools be used to supplement existing money rather than replace it. But he's backed it since the General Assembly passed it. At Hollywood Elementary School in College Park, Angelique Mosley voted for Governor Hogan at the top of the ticket, but then for Democrats farther down the ballot. What mattered most to her, she says, was her son with special needs. And she doesn't think Ben Jealous has a plan for him.
I'm really big on education because I'm a special needs parent. I have several students in the PG County school system that are special needs. And I don't think that he paid enough attention to that. That was the deciding factor for me.
Among those down ballot races is the Republican effort to end the Democrats' veto-proof majority in the state Senate by flipping 5 seats. They call it the drive for 5. And the center of that effort is in Baltimore County's 42nd District, where Republican delegate Chris West and Democrat Robbie Leonard are vying to replace Democrat Jim Brosian, who gave up the seat in a losing run for county executive. West was greeting voters in the rain at Cromwell Valley Elementary School. It would be nice, he says, if the two parties worked things out together. But if the Democrats have the votes to override a Republican governor's vetoes, they have no incentive to work collaboratively with the other party.
So if we elect a few more Republican senators and the veto override won't work, it means everybody's going to have to work together even more than they have in the past. And I think that'd be good for the state.
But Leonard, who was campaigning under a red and white umbrella outside Stoneley Elementary School, says that seat has been pivotal in passing significant legislation, and Democrats can't afford to lose it.
The big gun legislation that came after Sandy Hook, passing gay marriage, Planned Parenthood funding, these are things that if we don't hold on to the seat, we're not going to have those things, and we just can't take it for granted.
Throughout the day, there were occasional reports of glitches at various polling places. The ACLU's Amy Cruz says Federal Hill Prep opened about 15 minutes late because poll workers couldn't get into the building. At least one person left this morning without voting because she had to get to work. There were long lines at Matthew Henson Elementary School near Mondawmin. It opened late because workers needed to set up the ballot machines. Ballot machines were down at a polling place in Deal in southern Anne Arundel County because of a power outage. Voters submitted paper ballots there until the machine could be brought back online. And at Eastport Elementary in Annapolis, the ramps for disabled people led to a locked door, making the building inaccessible to people who couldn't use the stairs. The ACLU called the State Board of Elections, who sent someone to the polling site. Some of those polling places that opened late may stay open later, but for the most part, the polls close at 8. With the entire news team, I'm Joel McCord for 88.1 WYPR.